It took nearly 2 hours for Luke to get past all the other cables and tubing in the way and remove the port engine hyperdrive motivator from its socket. It took less than a minute more to discover that R2's earlier pessimism had been justified. "It's riddled with cracks," Luke told the droid grimly, turning the bulky box over in his hands. "The whole shield casing. Just hairlines, really. You can barely see some of them, but they run most of the length of the sides." R2 gave a soft gurgle, a comment which required no translation. Luke hadn't done a lot of X-Wing maintenance, but he knew enough to recognize that without an intact superconducting shield, a hyperdrive motivator was little more than a box of interconnected spare parts. "Let's not give up yet," he reminded R2. "If the other motivator's casing is all right, we may still be in business." Collecting his toolkit, feeling inordinately clumsy in zero-G freefall, he made his way under the X-Wing's fuselage to the starboard engine. It took only a few minutes to remove the proper access cover and tie back some of the interfering cables. Then, trying to get both his faceplate and his glow rod together in the opening without blinding himself, he peered inside. A careful look at the motivator casing showed that there was no need to continue the operation. For a long moment, he just hung there, one knee bumping gently against the power surge vent, wondering what in the name of the Force they were going to do now. His X-Wing, so sturdy and secure in even the thick of combat, seemed now to be little more than a terribly fragile thread by which his life was hanging. He looked around him, looked at the emptiness and the distant stars, and as he did so, the vague sense of falling that always accompanied zero-G came flooding back in on him. A memory flashed, hanging from the underside of Cloud City. Weak from fear and the shock of losing his right hand, wondering how long he would have the strength to hang on. "Leia," he called silently, putting all the power of his new Jedi skill into the effort. "Leia, hear me. Answer me." There was no answer, except for the echoing of the call through Luke's own mind. But then, he hadn't expected one. Leia was long gone, safe on Kashyyyk by now, under the protection of Chewbacca and a whole planet of Wookiees. He wondered if she'd ever find out what had happened to him.
"For the Jedi, there is no emotion. There is peace."
Luke took a deep breath, forcing back the black thoughts. No. He would not give up. And if the hyperdrive couldn't be fixed, well, perhaps there was something else they could try. "I'm coming in, R2," he announced, replacing the access panel and again collecting his tools. "While you're waiting, I want you to pull everything we've got on the subspace radio antenna." R2 had the data assembled by the time Luke got the cockpit canopy sealed over him again. Like the hyperdrive data, it wasn't especially encouraging. Made of 10 kilometers of ultra-thin superconducting wire wound tightly around a U-shaped core, a subspace radio antenna wasn't something that was supposed to be field repairable. But then, Luke wasn't the average X-Wing pilot either.